Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast. So Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
Like many of us, our guest today has researched her family tree using one of the online ancestry websites. Unlike most of us, Julie DiBella found a serial killer lurking in hers. Julie has spent the last couple of years researching the crimes of her great-great-grandfather, Robert Francis Burns, who's gone down in the history books as Australia's first serial killer. She's writing a book about her infamous ancestor, and she joins us on Australian True Crime today to tell us what she's uncovered so far.
I was working on my family tree. Every so often I'm a tight ass and I'll get a subscription to Ancestry. And I decided my task at the time was to work out where each ancestor arrived in Australia. And I noticed I had a bit of a dead end, and I had two great-great-grandparents that both died in Brunswick in 1902. And I thought, that's really weird. What did they die from? Was it was they sick or as an accident? Anyway, I ended up Googling their names and I found an essay written by someone from the Mount Rouse Historical Society. And he'd been doing research on pubs in Penshurst, and he'd found a story where the publican had given evidence because Burns had been there and they were investigating the murder. And I looked and I thought, nah, this can't be right. And it even listed the children and where they were born. And I thought, this is right.
So how far have you gotten? How much do you know? There is a Wikipedia page. So, there is a fair bit that's known publicly, but What have you managed to ascertain about your great-great-grandfather, is it? Or is there another great?
Great-great. We'll just call him Burns. Just Burns. It makes it easier.
Burns. Robert Francis Burns. He was born in Ireland in sort of the mid-1800s. Do you know when the crime started? Do you know much about him as a person? Is there any anecdotal?
Look, he was missing for about 8 years, can't find where he was, but then he next appears in Adelaide where he meets his wife and they get married in Mount Gambier in 1868.
Okay, did they have children?
Yeah, about five. So a couple were born in, one was born in Mount Gambier, the oldest. Two were born in a place called Allendale. I've been there. There's nothing there except for a pub and a sinkhole and a general store.
I mean, obviously he had children because you're his offspring.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I say did they have children, was she his only wife?
Yeah.
So when do the crimes begin? What do you know of the crimes?
So they're all in that Western District area. So I think the first appearance is one of his workmates dies. He's working on the railway. His workmate gets sick. They put him on the trolley and take him back to the tent, and then overnight he dies. And Burns is at the inquest, and the doctor said that this man died from English cholera. And so that's the first death. Then they found a body in Wycliffe, and it was unidentified, and the body had been hit in the back of the head with an axe or something. They couldn't identify the body, and the person was buried. Then a while later, they found in Stawell, and you can sort of plot where he was living at the times is sort of where these murders happened. He was in the area. And when I was researching it, I went in there with an open mind. Did he do it? Didn't he do it? I'm 95% sure that he did.
Because he was never caught red-handed, was he?
I mean, no.
The first one, for example, Quinlivan, his remains weren't found for some weeks. The second one was a headless corpse.
Yeah, so that was the one that he was first arrested for.
Right.
They never found the head in spite of the government offering a £20 reward. They were hoping the local boys of Stawell would get out in the bush and find the head. So, you know, so much for crime scene management or, you know, traumatising children.
Yeah.
So the detectives in the area, they eventually figured out who they thought the body was, and they started tracking his last known whereabouts, and the last person he was seen with was Burns. So when they arrested him, apparently he said, nah, Charlie's still alive. He's working in New South Wales. So the police got to New South Wales looking for him, and then they come back and he goes, oh, I made a mistake. He was in New Zealand. So then they go to New Zealand looking for him. They had wanted notices with photos of him in every police station in the colony. And if you can just try and think of the logistics of that in 1882.
That is massive in those days.
Yeah. So then it went to court in Melbourne. But, of course, they still hadn't found the head. They couldn't positively identify the person. So he was found not guilty. In the meantime, one of the police people, McCoppin, I think his name was, he thought of Quinlivan and the unidentified body. So he started investigating that, and he discovered that Quinlivan, or that person, also worked with Burns, and they were able to identify the clothes.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When he left the Supreme Court in Melbourne, he was immediately rearrested for the next murder, and they were also reinvestigating the man that died that he appeared at the inquest for, and they decided that he'd poisoned him. So to get the evidence for everything, they exhumed both of the bodies. And that was, almost horror movie stuff with coffins cracking open and being filled with water and scooping up evidence and taking it by train to Melbourne in jars for forensic investigation. So after he was rearrested, he was remanded to Hamilton. He wanted to have the trial in Stawell, but that was refused. So the first trial in Hamilton, and it pretty much involved the whole town, there was at times up to 40 witnesses, because when they traced his movements, they had to interview every shopkeeper, hotel owner, the bank managers, pawn shops, workmates. So the list was quite long. And I'm sure a lot of the people or descendants of those people probably still live in the areas. The first trial, the jury went away and they came back. One of the jury had supposedly said, "I'll eat my boots before I have the blood of another man on my hands." So the jury was dismissed and it was a mistrial. So then they had to have a second trial and go through the whole thing again. So after the second trial, he was found guilty and he was sentenced to hang.
He was hanged by the neck until dead.
Mm.
In which prison? Where was he hanged?
Ararat.
Do you know who his executioner was?
Yep, Ned Kelly's executioner, Elijah Upjohn. And one of the sensational things about the case is after he was hung, Elijah Upjohn claimed that Burns had told him that, "I've cooked 8 altogether. I cooked 5 in Victoria and 3 interstate, and now you're going to cook me." So when Elijah told the reporters that the next day, everybody said it was bullshit. All of the officials at the prison said that could not possibly have happened. And Elijah did a stat deck or an affidavit saying it was true. So I'd been thinking about the confession on the gallows, and I don't know why, but I just had this inkling. So I went to the public records office last week or the week before, and Burns, when he was rearrested and he was remanded to Hamilton, he left Melbourne jail in August of 1882. Upjohn was sentenced to Old Melbourne Jail in September of 1882 for indecent exposure in Coburg. So my theory was that Upjohn, when he was admitted into prison, this case was all over the media. It had been in it for nearly a year. He would know that there's a good chance that Burns is going to end up on the end of his rope. So I believe he went in there and did a bit of prison grapevine. And he may have got that information from the prison and just felt compelled to get it out there. And one of the reports says that he actually told a maintenance worker at the jail that same story before the hanging.
Oh.
Yeah.
As you were talking about the murders, the two murders for which he was convicted, I wanted to ask you if you thought there were more, because it seems, just from what we know now about criminology, it seems like those are two pretty brutal murders for a man to only commit to.
And as well, they're more brutal too because it was his workmates that he murdered. You know, people that shared a tent with him and things like that.
Now, have you finished this book? Are you still working on it? Where are we at?
As you know, when you write a book, it's never finished. Just one day you have to say, I'm going to stop. When I started, I really just thought that I was going to find information like in the Wikipedia article. But the more I researched, I realised how it became a snapshot of the times. And I can't help myself. I'm looking to see what happened to some of the other punters. And then the other thing that I've still got to do is following the murders in quite a few years afterwards, they kept finding heads and skulls in stall. And I think there's been about three that have been found at different times that weren't related to the case.
No. And coincidentally, Ned Kelly's head is still missing. Isn't that a weird coincidence?
Yeah.
Another link between the two stories?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Thank you to our guest today, Julie DiBella. We'll keep you updated about that book of hers, and you can hear more about the hangman who executed her great-great-grandfather, Robert Francis Burns, and Ned Kelly in episode 278 of Australian True Crime with Michael Adams. There's a link to that episode in the show notes to this one. If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.